You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Sandy, your host. Today, we're continuing with our leadership series by focusing on making tough decisions. As a leader, making tough decisions is an inevitable part of the job, whether it be for the benefit of the team, the organization, or oneself. Tough decisions can have a significant impact. In order to navigate through these tough, challenging situations, it's important to follow certain best practices that can help you make informed and effective choices. Some things we should never do, though, as leaders, when we're making tough decisions, is rely solely on gut instinct or intuition without gathering all relevant information or data to inform the decision-making process. The keyword is solely, as sometimes superficially or at first glance, we may think we're dealing with a certain type of decision, but when we start digging, we find out that it is not the case. Seeking input from only a select few individuals or ignoring different perspectives and feedback from different stakeholders can also lead to a narrow-minded approach and limited understanding of the issue at hand. By only listening to a small group of people or disregarding input from various perspectives, important insights and innovative solutions may be overlooked, so not a good thing to do when you're trying to make tough decisions. It is crucial to actively seek out diverse viewpoints and feedback in order to make well-informed decisions and effectively address complex challenges. Embracing diversity of thought can lead to more comprehensive and inclusive outcomes that benefit all stakeholders involved. Delaying tough decisions out of fear of conflict or even confrontation, which can lead to further complications and negative consequences down the line, is not a good strategy. One of the key best practices when making tough decisions as a leader is to gather all the necessary information. This includes not only facts and data, but also input from key stakeholders and experts in the field. By having a comprehensive understanding of the situation at hand, leaders can make more informed decisions that are based on evidence rather than just assumptions. Another important practice is to consider all possible courses of action. This involves weighing the pros and cons of each option, as well as considering potential risks and benefits. By fully exploring all possibilities, leaders can ensure that they are making the best decision for the situation at hand. It's also crucial for leaders to remain objective when making tough decisions. Emotions can often cloud judgment. It happens to all of us, and it can lead to biased or irrational choices. By maintaining a clear and logical mindset, leaders can ensure that their decisions are based on reason rather than personal feelings. Consulting with team members, mentors, or trusted advisors can be a big plus. By gaining different perspectives, leaders can make more well-rounded decisions that take into account a variety of viewpoints. When making tough decisions, it's also very important for leaders to communicate transparently with their team. By being open and honest about the decision-making process, leaders can build trust and maintain support from their employees. This can help to alleviate any potential concerns or uncertainties that might arise from making a tough decision. Additionally, leaders should be open to feedback and be willing to adjust their decision as needed. While it's important to make a decision and stand by it, leaders should be willing to acknowledge when a different course of action might be necessary. By being flexible and adaptable, leaders can navigate through tough decisions more effectively. In order to make tough decisions, leaders must also trust their instincts and intuition. While it's important to gather information and consider all options, leaders should also rely on their own judgment and gut feelings. This can help to guide them towards the best possible decision. Leaders should also consider the long-term implications of their decisions. While the immediate impact is important, leaders must also think about their choices, how they will affect the organization in the future, not just right now. By considering the bigger picture, leaders can make decisions that are not only effective in the short term, but also sustainable in the long term. That's what you want, sustainability. Leaders always need to take responsibility for their decisions, both the successes and failures. It's important to own up to the consequences of tough decisions and learn from any mistakes that may have been made. By taking accountability, leaders can demonstrate integrity and build trust within their team. Here are four exemplary traits we see in leaders that make successful tough decisions. Number one, confidence. A successful leader must have confidence in their decision-making abilities and be able to stand by their choices even in the face of criticism or uncertainty. Number two, decisiveness. When tough decisions need to be made, a leader must be able to make a choice quickly and decisively without wavering or second-guessing themselves. Number three, strategic thinking. Successful leaders are able to see the bigger picture and understand how their decisions will impact the overall goals and objectives of the organization. And lastly, number four, emotional intelligence. It's important for a leader to be able to understand and manage their own emotions as well as those of others when making tough decisions that may have personal or emotional implications. Making tough decisions as a leader can be challenging, but by following these best practices, leaders can navigate through difficult situations with confidence and clarity. By gathering information, considering all options, remaining objectives, seeking input, and communicating transparently, and also, of course, being open to feedback and trusting your instincts, and considering long-term implications and taking ownership, leaders can make informed and effective decisions that benefit not only their team and organization, but everyone. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 121 podcast episodes on my blog, dothisfirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note. And we'll also provide updates on my coaching circle once it becomes available again, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Tomorrow, we'll continue with our leadership series. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see a champion in you.